guys, and welcome to this new episode of If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, a comedy podcast about your wet sun. We've got, as always, my good friends.
Mickey?
LB, Hug Tears, and John Warren.
Wow, thanks. I can't believe we got Kawhi Leonard on helium to do this podcast.
What? What is this voice?
What was that voice? Crazy, huh? That was crazy. Like, it got crazier. It got crazier.
It's like I got possessed.
Yeah, it got really weird. But it was good. I was riveted. I at no point knew exactly what was coming next.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah.
That's why it felt like I got possessed, because I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. Like, because the laughs that came in, they didn't feel... They felt produced. Acted. Yeah, like right. I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, they sounded acted.
I think that's method.
Yeah, that was method. That's what Daniel Day-Lewis does.
He gets possessed by a demon.
He gets possessed by a demon, and that's why he was Lincoln so good.
You heard it here first, folks. The Emancipation Proclamation only happened because a demonic force possessed Abraham Lincoln.
Wait.
What?
What?
I thought Nikki meant that the ghost of Abraham Lincoln possessed Daniel Day-Lewis. Are you saying that Daniel Day-Lewis possessed Abraham Lincoln in the past?
In the past? That's why he was able to do the Emancipation Proclamation?
No, no, no. I was just saying that the same demon that went into Daniel Day-Lewis also inhabited Abraham Lincoln. That's how I interpreted that.
Oh, and that was because he was... So do you think that the process for Triple D... Nope. DDL. His process.
Diamonds and dimes. Yeah, yeah.
That his process was to figure out, because a lot of people are like, oh, you got to do research on the guy that you're playing in the motion picture. But he didn't do any research. All of the research that he was doing.
Upper? All the research he was doing was what?
Is this right?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, this is a real... Nikki, Jordo was asking you to move your mic.
Yeah, I know. Is this good?
No.
No, down.
No. Down?
Here? There you go. That's probably...
Like, near your mouth.
Is this better?
No, up a little bit.
I don't know where it's... You're doing a bit. I'm not. Where's my mouth? Is this good?
Did you forget where your mouth is on your face?
Your mouth on face.
It's not a bit. I don't know where it goes.
So I think that's good.
Take a breath and then exhale it with your hand in front of your face. That's not where your face is.
Okay, that part was a bit. Oh my I'm God. Saying that did Daniel Day-Lewis go to school to learn how to commune with the demon that got into Abraham Lincoln? Was that his whole process? Instead of learning about what Abraham Lincoln's birthday is, and where he, how he went to school and all that kind of stuff.
That's what I always read. Like whenever anyone's getting ready for a big acting part to play a real person, they're like, what was their birthday? And then they go live that birthday. They're like, I totally get Princess Diana now. It's July 1st, and I understand her whole deal.
Yeah.
Is that her birthday?
July 1st is. Yes, it is. You ding dong.
Oh no, that's not when she died. That's not when she died. Sorry. Yeah.
When did she die?
Confused. Wow. Also, do you know anyone who
died on the birthday?
Jordo says my birthday is the day Lincoln was shot. But not the day he died. He died the next morning.
Good for him, fighter.
Good for him, fighter. Does anyone do either of you have a celebrity who was born like not on the same like day, but like the exact same date? Like you're like July 1st, 1985 for me. As I have one. It's very interesting.
So wait, the same day? What do you mean the same
exact
date?
The exact same day as you.
A British comedian.
Oh, Russell Brand? That's tough.
That's so tough. Okay, so I Googled celebrities December 2nd, 1995 birthday, and Google's AI result And crucial, it does need to be established that AI overviews are experimental. This is not a final result. Nelly Furtado is what they said.
That's
which would be crazy because Nine-year-old Nelly came out in 2000.
I was about to say 9-year-old Nelly Furtado singing "Promiscuous Girl." Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wait, she's not born in 95?
No, not she's even close. Not. It was wrong. It was a lie.
She's born in 1978.
Yeah.
That's so much before 95. That's
a lot before. So mine is Lea Seydoux. Lea Seydoux and I are exactly the same
age.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers and I have the same birthday. December 2nd, 1995.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers is the same age as you?
No. Yeah.
That's impossible. That man is so old.
Now Nikki and Aaron Rodgers have the same age Achilles tendon, but
that's
not
so true.
Because
he got his out of a 28-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. I was like, he aged so badly.
So
but
bad.
No, he's 40. Yeah, he also aged so badly. Yeah, he's a tough 40.
Tough 40.
It's a tough 40. And that's crazy because it's not even the football that did it.
Mm-mm. Nope.
You think it's just the strange mud that he's drunk?
Yeah.
I think it's all of the drugs and stuff.
And they're like, mud. I'm gonna let the sun touch my taint.
The perennial sunning.
Do you think he does taints? Does he do taint sun?
Probably not anymore. But I'm sure that he did when it was at its peak. Him and Goop Lady, Gwyneth, probably get on really well.
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. 100%.
Do you think they hang out like frequently?
No.
Or do you think it's like, think they go fucking crazy when they do hang out though?
I think they probably don't hang out.
I don't think they hang out at all.
I think will meet up at the same like ayahuasca.
Yeah.
But.
Right. Yeah,
they would be. I don't think their vibes are actually that compatible.
Of each other at a party, but I don't think they would. Yeah, I don't think they would like hang out.
Yeah, if like someone was having an argument about vaccines at a party, they'd back each other up about the vaccines. Yeah. You know, will cause brain tendrils.
Yeah, right. Oh, that would be so sick, though.
Yeah, I know.
It would.
Well, getting vaxxed. Keep getting vaxxed. You'll get your brain tendrils.
Vaxxed.
Vax? My best birthday celebrity is Fancy, the German disco singer, who sang "Slice Me Nice," but we're not born the same like day. Fancy's much older than me.
Mm.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. I didn't for a long time either because I like just nobody really respects just like a great Euro disco.
Sure. Is that an age thing?
No, it's just an American thing.
Mm. Tough.
We just have no respect for Eurodisco as a country. Or American disco. We have no respect for disco as a culture or a country.
Pretty much no respect for disco, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's killing our kids. So.
That's true.
They made an entire club out of killing our kids with disco. It's called Studio 54. It was amazing.
It was super sick. People loved it.
Super sick. It was so sick.
Speaking of things that are old for old people, it was going to be such a good segue.
Are you going to talk about my small TV? Was.
You gonna talk was, about, no, are you going to talk about truckers tan?
No. What were the other topics?
Therapy?
No. Oh, this isn't the topic at all. But I put something in the notes document.
Oh, the notes document.
Because we're an organized podcast now.
I don't even think I know where the notes document is.
Epi notes.
Yeah. So if one of you would like to read this tweet from Drew Carey that he tweeted.
Oh, fuck.
Do y'all know the context for this?
I do, but like, I will shut up.
As somebody who with no context, should I read it?
Yeah,
you should. Yes, absolutely. Because I want you to read it. And then when you are done, as you are reading it, I want you to just hazard a guess as to what Drew Carey was doing. What what he did that elicited this response.
You'll never guess in a million years, but I hope you try.
Not in a million years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't do a Drew Carey impression.
I'm so fucking glad you haven't seen this. It's amazing. Okay.
First of all, if you're like one of the kids who found our podcast, you have to, one of the children,
skip ahead 30 seconds.
Yeah, skip ahead.
Yeah, skip ahead maybe a minute and a half. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what it must feel like to come with a pussy. Because if it's even close, I'm flaying to wherever tomorrow and getting the best pussy money can buy. I don't need to be a man no more of it. Means I can feel like this all the time. Fucking keep it, bro, if I can get this feeling instead. That was God at work or something. Like it felt like I was being saved by Jesus, no lie. 4:45 a.m., April 22nd, 2024.
What was he doing?
What was he doing?
What was he doing?
What's he doing?
First of all, this is a completely real, he has corroborated it on a TV show tweet that he made. He was not hacked. This was real.
This is real.
What's he doing?
Now, what was he doing?
Hold the confidence that you aren't going to get it. So yeah. don't let like the pressure of getting it right.
Your mental dartboard will get you closer than trying to figure it out.
I'm trying to think back to my old friend Drew Carey, who I met, of course, as a child.
Yeah. Yes.
The vibes I got.
Yeah.
What would he be so passionate about?
What would he would be passionate about?
That's a great question. Yeah.
Was it... Did he, like, bake his own bread? What did he do?
You know what? I like that guess. I like that guess. No.
I've placed a second image.
Did he bowl a perfect game?
No. Closer, though. Much closer, somehow.
Was it from watching sports?
No.
Okay.
But he was watching something.
But think I did, ball. Bowling ball.
Ball. Ball is ball is the ball closest is you've got.
Closest
was it?
Got.
Was he watching Quizmet Ballin?
What the fuck? What did you just say?
What are you saying?
You don't listen to the fucking podcast. You don't listen to our podcast.
Our pod? No, ours? I don't listen to this show.
What do you mean?
Show. I'm on it.
I'm on it too. Which episode did we talk about Quizmet Ballin? I don't remember anything after we say anything.
It was a game show. It's a Dutch game show where they knock you in the wall with a ball.
If you get the question wrong.
The quiz with balls.
If you said the quiz with balls,
I would have gotten
it. I would have known. I don't know Dutch.
Yeah, I don't know Dutch. All right. So, we have bowled a perfect game, baked bread. You're not close. Do you want the answer?
One more.
You got one more guess. Sure.
Ball and balls. It's not, I'm assuming it's not sexual though, and that's why it's so crazy.
No, like LB, not even remotely.
It's the most.
Did he go in one of the giant balls that a person can be in at Coachella and roll around in it?
You're conceptually very close, actually.
Yeah, because I know Drew Carey because I met him one time at a bowling alley when I was a child.
If you refresh the Google document, you should see the second image that I have added. Or it's on the second page now.
Oh!
What was he doing?
What was he doing?
Hashtag fish at the hashtag sphere.
Yeah.
I swear I just talked to God. Mm-hmm. Okay, kids.
He had never listened to fish, apparently. He's not a fish fan. He was taken to fish by a group of women. This is his story that he told on a late night show, like last night. And apparently was obviously on something.
Yes.
And he must have been on drugs.
And tweeted that out because he thought the fish experience at the sphere was so unbelievably overwhelming. He told this story in front of Weird Al, which was also very funny on this talk show.
What show? Sorry.
So it's the
what
new
show has.
It's the new Midnight. It's the thing that's after Colbert with the lady hosting that Stephen Colbert obviously doesn't like. in the ads. And it's like it's at midnight. It's the same show.
It's just fucking show.
It's at midnight, but it was Thomas Lennon from The State, who's in like Reno 911 and all those shows.
Weird Al and
Drew Carey is the three contestants last night.
That's incredible.
Which I didn't see. I just saw it on TikTok when him telling the story because he needed to explain it, and he did, and it was very weird. They had to bleep so much of his explanation. Sure. It was CBS. So funny. Yeah. And Weird Al looked honestly very confused.
Sure.
Yeah, because I've heard fish.
It's not like that. It's not, you don't respond to it that way. No.
That's how you respond to like, oh man, I heard pet sounds for the first time.
Sure, sure, sure.
You know, right. Like.
What's pet sounds? Is that like
if you go to a petting zoo and you just hear the stuff, you're like, oh, I'm going to come so fucking hard. Honestly,
that's not how you respond to anything. That's not how you don't know. It's not a reasonable way to respond to anything. But then I felt like I was saved by Jesus. Like I could understand if you hear like some really good, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Or if you're on like some really, 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 really good drugs and just like, and Be My Baby by the Ronettes hits on like some good speakers. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not it's fish.
Not fish. Never fish. Fish, I think the experience of being someone having you listen to fish for me is a desire, is just you're so high. And you're not sitting the way I'm sitting now. I'll show you how you're sitting. If somebody's playing fish for you and you can't escape, you're probably sitting like this.
Right. Yeah. LB's kind of leaning back. Looking up
and with like almost no expression,
almost cross-eyed in there,
looking at nothing.
Looking at nothing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you just inside, you're having this thing of like, I have to move. I have to move. I have to move.
Right.
I feel kind of hot in my center. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I have to pee. Maybe that's my excuse. I'll go to the bathroom and then I'll leave. But I don't want to get up. And you slowly make your way. And you've sat up a little bit and you're already, the room is so weird and the music is so bad. I'm like, okay. And then finally, after, you know, one entire fish song, AKA 12 hours has gone by, you're able to get up and leave the experience. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you make a mental note to never smoke weed with that person again because they cannot be trusted.
Are they from the ice cream?
Ice cream from, well, yes, they named the ice cream after them. Like, I think that was maybe one of the first, like, Ben and Jerry's celeb.
It was.
Ice creams.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It was the only one for a long time. Yeah.
God.
I was like, we loved the Grateful Dead so much. And then it was just like, oh, you could actually make this a thing. And they were like, fine. That's what happened. Yeah.
I'm so uncomfortable.
So it was a fish. It was a jam band. And it's just so very funny that Drew Carey was just like listening to fish in this overpriced projector.
Well,
makes me want to come so hard that I'm thinking.
No, it's like coming.
It's better than coming.
I'm coming day and night. Wait, Nikki, what's wrong with you right now?
Nikki's like a second Nikki's, Drew Carey.
Nikki looks like they're listening to fish.
Yeah. Trying to figure out the runtime for this program.
Of the fish concert?
The Midnight's show?
No, of fish, at the sphere.
Oh, it's multiple days, I'm sure.
Because here's what was confusing. Because I thought LB was doing hyperbole.
No.
When they said that like it's 12 hours have gone by.
Nope.
The first video, like I Googled fish sphere and then the first three results were videos from youtube.com. And it's like, the first one was 7 minutes long and it's called Taste. And I was like, oh, like maybe this is just a little sample. And then
no.
That's the name of the song.
Right.
The second video is called Ghost, I guess another song. And that video is 17 minutes and 26 seconds long.
Right.
Yeah.
The third one is called Fuego. It is 29 minutes and 33 seconds long.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's fish.
That's not music anymore.
I mean,
you're just playing
like,
instruments.
If you're
I don't think you can say that's not a song. Yeah.
I think you could say it's still music. Cause like,
no.
What about like a symphony?
I guess.
Or like, you know, like jazz, like there's jazz stuff that's really
jazz.
Long.
Okay, sure. If you're just, not a song.
Yeah, but if it's like, okay, I understand what you mean though. If it's jazz or like classical, like, okay, you can length is you can go long. But if it's like you've got, you know, electric guitars and a drum kit and you're like a bunch of white guys and there's tie dye.
It's different. Yeah,
that's not.
Keep it below different. 7 minutes.
Right.
Oh, it's
maximum.
Over.
Max.
It Agreed. Ran from the 18th to the 21st.
Thank God it's over.
Yeah. I was going to try to get us tickets.
Which cost $1,000 each.
Is it good, do you think, for the Sphere that they have already started doing stuff like 4-day long fish concerts?
Yes, that's great for the Sphere.
Sign?
Yeah, because the people who love fish, Nikki, like... People who love, if there are any fish fans out there listening to this, or any string cheese incident fans or jam band fans.
What? The string cheese incident. Say? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The string
that's
cheese
the name
incident.
Of a band?
That's the name of a jam band, is. Yeah.
Come on, white people.
I know.
Listen, you know. We love you when you're not making us listen to the music that you like. You are so chill and so fun, and you have whimsy, and you always have a really big pipe. I don't know where you put it, where you keep it. It's shaped like an animal, perhaps a dragon, perhaps a whale. It's so beautiful and it's made of glass. And thank you for letting us smoke your great weed out of that big pipe.
Thank you.
And not making us listen to the music that you like. You're wonderful. And your vegan banana bread is tolerable. and we respect you. What's up?
Yeah.
So I typed in Dead and Company because they're coming next month.
What's that?
Dead and Company. Is that also a jam band?
So that's the Grateful Dead, except
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What?
Well, Jerry Garcia's dead.
Yeah.
And so
often, from the ice cream.
Yeah, he ate so much Jerry Garcia that he passed. Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, that is how I thought he died.
Really? So which came first? What did Ben and Jerry's make just like a chocolate cherry ice cream and then he ate so much that they died, then they called it Cherry Garcia?
I thought it was like I was really little. Yeah. And I knew he was dead. And I was like, maybe he was like this third one.
Right.
A Ben and Jerry's.
Right.
And
can I tell you an
Ben Jerry just made ice cream and they would eat it together, but then when Cherry Garcia died, they were like, we miss him so much, we're gonna release this ice cream for everybody.
Rest in peace.
They killed our friend.
That's amazing.
Killed our friend is now available at every grocery store in America.
LB, why is it that we both have Jerry Garcia death memories? Like
a theory about that. Because we're white and we have boomer parents.
Well, I know, but my confusion about Jerry Garcia was like the language of music videos to me was very literal when I was a kid, like very young. And so there was a Traveling Wilburys video where Roy Orbison had died before they finished making the video. And so his portrait is there during the part where he sings and he's just like, it's on a moving train. And so I just thought like whenever anyone was depicted as dead in a movie, in a music video, they were dead in real life. And in the music video, Touch of Grey by the Grateful Dead, they're all skeletons for like 5 minutes in the video. And I was like, oh, this entire band is dead. I straight up thought that for like a month when I was a child.
Damn, rest in peace.
Well, why would they be called the Grateful Dead if they weren't dead, John?
I know. I was also like, yeah, I don't understand irony. So, you know, yeah.
How are they putting music out?
Huh? No, like they already made the music, but then the people who made the music video were like, well, we have to depict them in this music video. Put some skeletons up on stage.
That we have to make.
We absolutely have to make it. So let's go get some skeletons and put Jerry Garcia's wig and shirt on and then push him out there. Like, that's what I thought.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so six tickets?
Yeah.
So the Sphere doing Fish and doing Dead and doing the Grateful Dead new thing, like they clearly just did like, okay, what are the bands that have the fan bases that are the most passionate and most insane and will spend the most money on coming here, and we'll I don't know I like yeah and we'll just do all the drugs in our town and won't like wreck the place, probably. Right.
You right? have to sit in there for an hour and 50 minutes.
Mm. To wait for the show to start or?
Wait. No, sorry. It's only 50 minutes.
50?
50. I'm very confused. I'm on the Sphere Experience.
Jordos is so two songs?
Did you mean
the Sphere
say,
Experience?
Is it called The Experience?
The Experience?
It should be, though.
It should be?
It should be. It says Sphere Experience is what it says on the website.
They fucked up so bad.
For 60 minutes, you have interactive experiences. Which includes holographic art installations, chat with interactive robots, 360-degree avatar capture, something called Rings of Time, and 22nd century technology.
22nd century technology?
How did we not get... We need to pivot to fake shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Can you imagine James Dolan, owner of the National Basketball Association's New York Knicks, walking into a boardroom and saying, I want my sphere that I'm building in Las Vegas to have the Rings of Time? Uh-huh. And also 22nd century technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we then should... you get to watch the 50-minute Darren Aronofsky. What's his name?
Darren Aronofsky.
Postcard from Earth.
What would the if you're driving AI pin be like? You know, speaking of 22nd century
AI technology.
AI pin? The if you're driving AI pin.
What do you think AI pin is?
Yeah, what do y'all think it is? Because
I know what it is. What do you think it is?
LB and Jordo blissfully offline.
How do I not know?
I don't know. But what do you think AI it is? It's called the AI pin.
Oh, is it the little pin you wear and it's your assistant?
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
Internal temp high allow it to cool.
Look at that. Way. Yeah. That's right. That's when Nikki moved, I switched our cameras. That's right. That's absolutely crazy. Correct.
We have to go to break. Talk about whatever the fuck. Who cares?
Hi. Welcome to the ad break. Today's sponsor is Nikki's camera that just went out. If you are a patron of our podcast, you can listen to our episodes with video on our Patreon.
Some also call that watching.
Watching. You could also say that. Well, you're not watching Nikki right now because Nikki's camera is out. So that's why we were all laughing. The joke is that my camera always goes out and then now Nikki's is going out. Anyway.
You have another sponsor this week.
We do have another sponsor this week. Go ahead.
It's Jordstrom.net.
Beep, 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 beep.
Finest place for shirts and wares. I'm wearing a Jordstrom shirt right now. It says, what does it say, John?
Federal Bussy Inspector. That's
no,
right.
No, you psychopath. It says Bussy. It's Federal Bussy Inspector. Why do you say Bussy?
It's funnier. I think that's a funnier sounding way to say it to me.
Okay, as long as you know the truth, that's fine.
Of course it's Bussy. Come on now.
We're just getting some Nikki armpit right now.
We're getting some Nikki armpit. But yeah, you can go to Jordstrom.net right now and get Federal Bussy Inspector on a shirt, as well as many other things. You can get a mug that says,
don't talk to me until I've shit myself, which
is
great.
It's a great mug. It's an awesome mug. You can get a t-shirt that looks like the Budweiser logo. But it says, look closer, friends. What does it say? Nope, it says Bloodborne.
It's very funny.
It's very good. So you can go to Jordstrom.net right now and get all of those. We'll be back at the end of the show to talk about what you get when you support our Patreon.
But you should do that too.
You should do that.
And you should do that right now.
You should do it right. In fact, stop the tape and make like our two associate producers, Eric from Cleveland and Keith from California, and go become patrons of our wonderful show right now and join our community. And while Nikki is finishing there, that's a cool little tattoo. I keep forgetting Nikki has that one. That's a good one.
Well, while Nikki's doing this, I'll tell you about our secret third sponsor, a bunny. Is it a real bunny? No, it's ceramic. And you can smoke weed out of it. And Jordo just sent us a picture of it, and it's very cute. You don't need to smoke weed out of it. You can do it. You can put bubbles in there. Blow bubbles. Maybe.
What if a rabbit gained sentience and you had to kind of explain? Yeah, well, I won't even finish my thought because Nikki just fucking pratfalled back into their chair.
Wait, I missed it. I was like chewing on my fingernail.
Like fucking Buster
Nikki, Keaton. Do it again.
Jesus Christ.
The Buster Keaton of basketball. That's what we called him in our description of the show.
Nikki, you fell so hard in your chair just now.
I went to go sit down, but then the armrest was where my butt was going to expect the chair to be. Mm-hmm. So that I it was incorrect.
Damn.
Anyway, it was already set to high temperature. It just was actually shoot hot in here. So
now you understand my problem. I have to do this all the time. I'm like, I've made the setting, but it's still overheating.
Why don't you just be in a cooler room?
No, that $4,000 camera that John and I used to have didn't have this problem.
It did not have this problem at all.
So
you could go into a volcano. Yeah, buy us new cameras.
Yeah.
Or we should just make an Amazon wish list.
Oh.
That too. Ooh, a throne? Ooh. Is that what that's
for
called?
For all the pay pigs.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, we could be your favorite Dom podcast.
Can you fucking imagine if before someone signed up for the dig a hole with us tier, they bought us 4 Sony A7Cs.
I would fly to them and dig wherever they are if that happened.
I would start working out in advance so that I'd be strong enough to dig well for them.
Think you don't actually know I wouldn't that much. No, you don't. No.
No, you wouldn't.
What? But you also don't need
neither
to.
Would I.
Okay, shovel's not hard.
I've never dug a hole. Well, I shoveled a berry.
All 30 of our grave digger listeners are just threw their shovels down in disgust. How dare you?
Shovel not hard. The hardest thing is determining whether the ground is too hard.
I never do a lot of dirt. I haven't been to a funeral in a long time, but
sure.
I never do a lot of dirt in mine. When I do my shovel, you know?
Yeah.
Do you do that at yours, right?
LB's showing off that they haven't been to a funeral in a while by saying, I don't do dirt. As if that was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. My grandma died. I got to go do dirt. for her.
That's not what I said.
Or they're saying that they don't go to funerals because they don't do dirt. Like the presence of dirt is putting them off of attending.
Okay.
Funerals.
Okay. There was someone on Instagram or something who had like a viral shitty video.
Yeah. Sure.
And
love those.
I became slightly obsessed with her because I looked at her account and I saw like in her pinned stories, there was one thing that was like, why I don't go to funerals.
Oh.
And I'm like, I need to know.
Oh.
I need to know.
That's delicious.
And her thing was, it was a screenshot of her DNA test that said she was part Ashkenazic Jewish.
Oh.
And then a screenshot of the description of like the priestly requirements for certain tribes of Jews from the Torah, that if you're a Cohen and you're like a very observant, if you're a male Cohen, you're from the priestly family and you're not supposed to go to funerals unless they're like your parents or your kids.
Okay.
But it's like, that's something you follow if you're insanely like religious super. And a man.
Right.
And like, this person finding out she's part Jewish through a DNA test and being like, amazing. I don't have to go to funerals now.
This is incredible.
It's crazy. It's That's crazy incredible. To me.
Hey, can you please come on down? My grandpa just passed. Do you mind coming over? And it's like, I can't. You can check my Instagram. You can check my Instagram. I have a pinned story.
Yeah.
And that's gonna explain that all for you.
But it'll explain it all. You'll have no follow-up questions or no follow-up conversations.
But I can't make it. You can check my Instagram stories, though. Mm-hmm. Make sure you follow while you're
there. It's fucking great. And it's like the old reasoning makes sense that like being around dead bodies in
was bad,
you know, 500 BC.
Was a risk.
It was bad if you were going to go handle food.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That does track. If you're going to handle food for the entire community.
But maybe not if you have an Instagram account.
But maybe not if you're an influencer who found out she's part Jewish from a DNA test. But I kind of grew to respect her because that's such a psychotic
lie. Because what are you going to say? Like, if someone says that to you, like, you're not going to push and be like, please come to the funeral.
It is a friendship ender. Like if you ever, you're like, oh, I've had you completely wrong the entire time. Oh God.
All those things I thought were jokes.
No,
not jokes.
Mm-hmm. Not jokes.
How do I,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say she took a DNA test and found out she was 100% that bitch.
You thought I was going to say that she took a DNA test and found out she was dead.
Also would have been a surprise.
Every 150 23andMe emails should come back and not give you the results. It should be two emails. The first one should come in and be like, you're dead. Sorry.
Man.
And then the second one should be, oops, sorry.
sorry, we made a mistake.
Wrong email.
I love that idea. I also love the idea of sending one email during the entire lifespan of this company to one person that says, we have not found anything on Earth that has your DNA. and have no links, they're taken off the list. They're just sent that and then they're removed from the system. And they should do that once to one person, I think.
When you do the dog DNA, if for any of the DNA that they can't figure out what it is, they just call it super mutt.
Yeah.
And they're just like, wow, your dog is so unique. We don't your dog's a breed all their own. And like, it'd be so great to get that, like, so unique. We've never seen DNA like this before. Good for you.
What if it just said 80% person? It's like, for sure, we can guarantee that 80% of you. If the circle was full and it just said 80% person, nothing else.
That would be haunting.
Yeah. So many cool 80% ways to fuck person, with people.
20% grandson.
20% grandson.
20% grandson.
Did we talk about grandson? Oh, I would love to. I just have one final question.
Yeah, what's your question?
But did Rafifi have any relatives that were local when you did? John, have you done... You don't need to do 23andMe on
Ravioli. Ravioli has two siblings and his parents still live about like 5 minutes away from here.
Is it normal for you...
Parent dogs and child dogs apparently can get into actual scraps.
How'd you freaking... Oh, that's incredible. Thank you so much for answering my question. Mine
melded. So grandson. Glider, my company, sent out a survey. I say we, it was me. Sent out a survey to the people who backed our Kickstarter. And one of the questions was open-ended. And it said, what are you going to do with Glider when you get it? You know, are you going to play games? Like, what game, what are you excited about? And there are all sorts of answers that are pretty open-ended. And one of them just says grandson. There's one response. Yeah, just like grandson. I mean,
grandson.
Grandson.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Lucky grandson.
I'm really excited for grandson. Yeah.
I'm excited for grandson.
Grandson is going to play video game with feet and with also feet. Do homework at the same time.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
Homework with feet.
I was so psyched when I saw a grandson. Also, that this was very sweet, but it's less helpful than... it might be actually okay. But there were a few people when they asked, like, why did you back this? They were like, I don't know. John seemed like a good guy when I saw him on the... when I saw him on Giant Bomb. And I was like, oh.
That's huge.
All right.
Yeah,
it works.
No, that's good to know that you seeming like a good guy is huge. So people shouldn't. It'd be terrible if everyone found out about your actual personality.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
100%. Of a bully and villain.
Of a bully villain man. A
crime guy.
That TikTok hates. That TikTok keeps saying worst kind of guy on our viral video.
No one. Are you reading like every single comment?
I did read a lot.
Why?
That's not good for you. Don't do that.
Well, most of them are very. I don't. Whoa! Hold on a second. I don't care. None of them have a viral TikTok.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Come on.
I'm just saying that you. Come on. You're saluting. He's saluting.
He's saluting.
John's saluting again.
Come on.
What's the last thing that you found in your pockets?
Found?
Mm-hmm.
Like that I didn't know it was going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
The last time I found something in my pocket that I didn't know would be there was years ago.
LB, I think, is actively checking their pockets.
No.
Okay.
I thought I had something in my back pocket, but I don't.
Okay. LB?
There's two distinct genres of item that I will find in my pockets.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. one of them is tissue.
Sure.
That I've blown my nose in once or twice or three times, but still has some tissue left in it.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And the other genre is my wedding ring, which I take off sometimes to do a task and so I don't die and I don't get my skin on my hands taken off or something.
Yeah,
like
I mean, no, de-gloved. I get that, but put in pocket means it go in washing machine to me.
Well, I check the pockets before I wash.
I don't.
And I'm so glad that you said ring because the thing that I found that inspired this was this ring that I thought I had lost ages ago.
Yeah.
And it was in this pair of jean shorts that I could have sworn that I've worn between the last time and now, but I guess not because I put my hand in my pocket.
Guess not.
For some reason. What the fuck was it doing in there? And then I found this ring. Putting rings in pockets is normal, but also God's way to make you lose them.
That's true. So Ann and I, we split kitchen and laundry. So right now Ann's doing laundry and I'm doing kitchen. But for a long time it was reversed. So I was doing laundry. Now, when I put things in my pockets, I remember what they are and I always take them out. So we were having a problem for a long time because Ann is a fucking pocket gremlin and will put things like half-eaten fun-sized candy bars, a tissue, coins, rubber bands.
Normal things to put in your pockets.
Folded up dollar bills that if you unfold them, they will no longer be legal tender because they're so fucking
and gross. So legit. I love Ann. Ann is so legit. Absolutely, Ann.
And she finally had to like corner me one day. She's like, you have to remember to take the shit out of my pockets.
I love the idea of you being cornered in your own home by your own wife.
Welcome to marriage. So here's the thing.
Is that three tissues?
Listen, I have two things in my pockets. I have two things in my pockets. One are my AirPods. And the other one is my wallet. That's all I ever have in my pockets.
What if your wallet, you're at home?
Yeah, why is your wallet in your pocket, John?
Where is it for y'all when you leave the house?
I don't fucking know. Oh, in my bag.
It's in my bag on a hook by the door with my keys.
Why would I have a bag? What am I going to do with a bag? I sit. I'm blanket legs. I can't put it anywhere. Yeah,
but that's the perfect reason to have a bag because also, you can't go anywhere without a fucking thing that can hold the bag all the time.
Also, John, I don't take the bag with me when I leave. I just take the keys and the wallet out. I don't bring the bag unless I need to bring a book or something.
I'll forget. If I put my wallet somewhere else, I will leave the house without.
Yeah, where are your keys?
They're by the door. I will 100%.
Are you sure?
Yes. I will absolutely forget it. I will forget it 100%.
Just get an AirTag for your wallet.
Crazy. Crazy. Okay.
Maybe I am crazy.
I think
here's what I also think is crazy.
Did you get that pen out of your pocket too, LB?
No, this was just on my desk. I like to gesture with a pen.
Howie pulls a full sub out.
That'd be amazing. I also must put a pen in my pocket, though. A little pen? Absolutely. Okay. Long pen will poke me. I don't like that.
And you don't want that.
You do want tissue residue in your pocket 100% of the time, but not pen.
John, you don't understand because you don't have the sinuses of a... Of your French bulldog, like I do, and like Nikki does, but I need tissues always. Sure.
All right. That's fair.
Okay. The idea of someone else doing my laundry is fucking crazy to me.
Oh, really?
Not even Robbie?
Robbie does not do my laundry, and I do not do Robbie's laundry. We do not do each other's laundry. That's crazy.
I would... and have paid for other people to do it because it is, to me,
I fucking hate putting laundry up. Good luck getting me to do it. Good luck. That shit will live somewhere else that's not the closet or drawers until the sun burns out.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking like marriage shaking arguments over my inability to do shit like this.
Yeah. My room,
the kitchen is my realm.
My room right now.
Yeah.
Is in a state of hell because I just have all of my clothes that I own and they are all in various state of fold and unfold and need to be put into a dresser. Mm-hmm. I would rather cut my arms and legs off than put that stuff away or wash it. So
I think it's kind of fun to do someone else. I think it's kind of fun to do someone else's laundry.
Oh, and you have to read every individual tag? Oh, what the fuck does this mean? Oh, what is this? Where does this go?
This is where you and I
differ. No.
Well, no. This is, okay, so I understand. I understand.
Does this hand dry? Do I need to lay the block dry?
No.
All of it goes into the hamper. And then the hamper goes into the washing machine.
Oh, Nikki, imagine fucking caring about shit like this. That's so funny.
There are three garments that I can off the top of my head think about where I'm like, oh, I don't dry this one.
Right.
And otherwise, I don't think about it.
I one nanosecond.
Toss it in there and everything's fine. It's fine. Yep.
Okay.
It's fine.
So Robbie does a job unlike any of us where he like goes outside into the muck and grime of the world and will be in job. Like poison oak, in like yucky water, in a sewer, at a water treatment plant, at some abandoned mall. So his work clothes need to get washed in an entirely different way than the rest of our clothes. And like...
segregated.
I can't keep track of that. Well, yes, like, no, not like quarantined.
Like separate but equal, sure.
No, not equal, because...
No,
not at all not equal.
So thoroughly not equal. Not that's equal. So important. They're different.
They're quarantined. They need to be kept... clothes that are covered in poison oak do not mingle different. With, my underwear.
Rights. They have less rights, and that's valid.
No, they have more rights to get washed better.
To get washed better, sure.
Oh, shit.
In hot water. Hot water has not touched an article of my clothing since I let Robbie's mom do my laundry once when we visited and she ruined my clothes.
Right. The only thing I wash hot is towels and sheet.
Yeah, towels. Robbie does towels and sheets. I do all my own clothes. He does all his own clothes. Also, to be fair, when I was growing up, my mom did her own clothes. My dad did his own clothes. By the time I was old enough, I did my own clothes. Starting when I was like 13.
I figured out where it came from then. Do you have separate hampers?
No.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy. That is fucking crazy. We're discovering in real time the source of 95% of your stress in your life. And you really haven't figured it out. That is crazy
to me. It's not.
Hold on, wait. Sorry.
That is fucking nuts.
I have a lot of questions.
Sure.
Okay. Robbie has been in the fucking gulag, right? He's shooting,
Leprechaun 6 in the gulag.
In the gulag.
And he goes home. mud, dirt.
Mud.
Does that stuff, mud, dirt, poison oak, poison ivy, poison...
Oh, that stuff just goes straight into the washer and it gets washed immediately.
Straight into the machine.
Straight into the machine.
Great. Okay, that's a great, good start. That's good start.
Great start.
Okay, yeah.
Other clothes go into the shared hamper. Mm-hmm. When Robbie decides that it is his turn to do laundry, mm-hmm. does he grab the hamper and take it to the washing machine?
No,
and
he just pulls stuff out and goes through it. Also, like, honestly, we do not, a lot of our stuff doesn't make it to the hamper. It just ends up on the floor.
End up on the floor.
Okay.
End up on the floor in different places.
Okay, so there's more of a visual on kind of where. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Because the idea of having to sift through the single hamper.
Well, there's two hampers that we used to separate stuff, and now we kind of don't.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Listen, we learned this podcast. It's a shush. Shush. Hey, hey, hey. Hi. Barley.
Well, she's so intimidating.
So intimidating. Watchdog.
You're okay.
You're okay, Barley.
Sorry.
Barley just
attacked Nikki's new roommates.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Incredible.
Jeepers. Yeah, so also we also watch Rafifi stuff separately.
Yeah.
She has
that makes
stuff.
Sense. Yeah, she's
well,
a
that
dog.
Makes sense. That makes sense. She dog.
She's a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I
sorry. Am I just like a psychopath? It turns out I'm a psychopath with a small TV.
No. I just it's
just different.
It's just different because my own brain would the idea of sorting through stuff to do that every time would be such a barrier to me doing.
Honestly,
it.
If I'm being honest, the hampers are mostly full of stuff that I don't really understand what it is. It's like old sheets that no one uses.
There's
So really just the top, like, fourth.
Okay.
Get used with active clothes, like stuff that we're actively using, and then everything else just spills out. We really probably need to rethink the system.
I love finding out about people's systems. I really do. It's really fun to me.
We all live life different.
Because we all live life different. I'm trying to think of something that we... trying to think of something that we do that would be as strange. To me, like to someone else.
Oh, externally?
Yeah.
I can ask you a couple of questions.
Jordan says he doesn't have any weird habits and peculiarities. Oh, sure.
I have another habit and peculiarity, which is this room that's really messy. I threw out the mic. I haven't thrown out the old makeup, but I decided internally I was going to throw it out.
That's incredible.
And then I won't wear it again.
We talked about that on the bonus, didn't we? That was on the bonus.
Yeah, it was on the bonus.
So yeah,
I looked so good in my
You look great. You looked like you're in a Noxzema commercial. This is amazing. From 1995.
Wow,
incredible.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Okay, John, do your wife and you put your keys in the same place?
Huge. Yeah, we have a small hanger under the TV that is hanging in our kitchen that is right next to the back door. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. They're both there.
Do you both drink water?
Me, not enough, but yes.
Because of your small cups.
Because of your small cups.
Yeah, small cups. And has big, giant water bottle thing.
Why don't you get one of those?
I could, but I don't think I drink enough water for it to matter.
I don't like the way it tastes.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
Yeah,
I don't like the metallic
I like
taste.
It in a glass. Just give me a glass.
I like it in a giant glass that John will mock.
A vase. I've told you I won't do that anymore.
I'm just so afraid of shattering that guy because I drop stuff all the time.
You couldn't shatter that vase.
Yes, you could. I've broken them.
Thor himself could not shatter them.
I broke one once because John was making fun of it, and then I broke it.
What if, because we're
days
so mad.
Later. Days later.
Okay. Or did John do like a hex on it?
I might have done a hex.
I think he did a hex. I think he did like a bad vibes hex.
It's fucked up. Damn. I think that Pyrex should get into the business of making
Have you ever
glasses.
Broken Pyrex?
It's
no. Is it?
It is much worse than a regular glass breaking.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it you like need a, like how?
It's like you need a shop vac.
Yeah, you need because it shatters
it explodes, in you, right?
Yeah, it explodes.
Yeah,
yeah.
It just explodes, and every piece is like maximum really that small. Big.
Yeah,
every piece is little tiny, and there's no way you can get it.
You
all.
Know, it's good to pick that up.
Your feet
of shop vac.
Nikki and I are really on the same page today.
I think I shouldn't have. I did that like episode. I did that like podcast. You know, actual thoughtful podcast stuff before this, and I'm like, my brain's not in the right place.
Yeah, yeah.
Your brain's not there. You're not thinking about feet.
The balls of your feet really good for that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, 100%. I do whenever I break a glass and I'm cleaning up afterwards. I'll see like a little speck of something, and every single time I'll be like, "Is that glass?" And then I touch it with my fingertip.
I do the same thing.
And then
I go,
and it's in my skin.
Yeah, it's in your skin. Mm. I do the same thing,
but it's great every time. It's not on the floor anymore, is it?
Right. It's on Rafifi's mouth.
It's not in Rafifi's mouth.
Good.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know who did have glass in her fucking mouth?
Barlene.
I'm gonna guess Barlene.
From Barlene from the fucking street.
Ooh, street glass for Barlene. That sounds like a fun children's book.
Yeah.
Street glass for Barlene.
Street glass for Barlene. Did we do the ad break? Who were our sponsors this week?
Oh, it was your camera and it was Jordstrom.net.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And there was a secret third sponsor, but I forgot what it was.
Oh, I did too. God, that leaves my brain so fast.
That was 20 minutes ago, folks.
Yeah. Oh, the humane AI pin. Wait, so that is the thing that hooks onto the front of your shirt.
Yeah.
And it's basically supposed to be Siri, but everybody that got a review unit was basically like, this doesn't do 90% of what it said it was supposed to do and also what Siri already does.
I had heard about this.
And it get hot on a podcast.
And it get hot.
And it get hot
on your skin.
Yeah.
Can I give a shout out to Jordo for just sending us pictures of novelty pipes the entire episode?
The entire episode. We haven't called out really anyone except for that time LB was saying that you could smoke out of a rabbit.
That
was the third secret sponsor. It was a good frog. There's a baby Yoda that also has a Pray for Ukraine banner on the image, which is great. There's kind of a neon big titty lady whose head is the bowl.
This sucks, all of them.
Sorry. Ooh. You would have hated smoking weed before when you started smoking weed. It was a lot of weird pipes and you had to smoke it.
Oh, I see. Oh, aesthetically, I would have hated smoking weed. Is that what you're saying?
Also, physically, I don't think you would have liked smoking out of pipes and bongs.
It's bad for me now. But
because of your asthma?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I can't. I simply cannot do it.
Yeah.
I think the aesthetics of weed are bad. I think they were bad.
I think they're worse
now. And they're much worse now.
Yeah.
And there's maybe like no weed aesthetic that I think is good.
Wizard.
Yeah, you don't think like Wizard on side.
You're
of
not
van?
Into the Wizard Van, Wizard Van,
no. Wizard Van. No,
not for me. Because for what?
What about like booty shorts with pot on them?
No, I think it's also fucking put on.
Mm.
I think it should look like when you go to Walmart and it's a generic and it's a white box and it says corn chips on it. Like I think that's what all weed should look like.
So just like a white pipe and it just says weed on the side of it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Like no flair, no fucking. I also think while I'm talking about it, while I'm fucking heated, I don't think there are different kinds of weed. Because I think it all is the same. Those are the same fucking thing.
Stevia is the strain that makes you lose weight, and Activia is the one that makes you shit. Yeah. But so when you see Chris Person's edit where he made a few good men, people say mids are loud. And all that stuff. You're saying they're just like all weed's the same. This isn't even real.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think like when people grow different kinds of weed, they're not.
I, I will say this, Nikki, I don't fully agree with you, but I do partially agree with you. I think there are probably about 80% fewer strains than they say that there
six
are.
Six kinds of weed.
I think there are six kinds. And then there are people who are just like, oh yeah, this is our Emily Rasmussen strain. Don't ask who she is, but she was an incredible farmer in the mountains of La Jolla and came up with a great strain that makes you both tired and homicidal. And it's great when you're wanting to get kind of a murderous buzz going. No, it's just one of the six. Yeah, they're just repackaging. Yeah. They're just repackaging the same shit.
They're lying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The aesthetic sucks.
Yeah.
I just couldn't disagree more with everything you're both saying. Here's my thing. The thing about weed is that it is cringe. And if you're not ready for the cringe experience of the cringe packaging, of the cringe naming conventions, of all of the different strains, which are different, slightly different variants of plant, right? No. Like, not every tomato is the same tomato.
There's one plant.
Not every tomato is the same tomato. Yes,
they're all tomatoes.
There's cherry tomatoes. There's grape tomatoes. There's Roma tomatoes. There's beefsteak tomatoes. There's heirloom tomatoes.
It's just when
all they do, all they do with the Roma tomatoes is that they put them in a little cage so they grow that shape. That's all that happens.
Like a watermelon in Japan.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, it's, exactly.
There's different things and it's cringy. And if you're not ready for it to be cringy, then go to the fucking stupid weed store that's like an Apple store and is miserable to be in.
That sucks.
Those are miserable.
But those are awful.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't
order delivery.
That's what I do.
So you don't have to talk to any stone people.
I can't be associated with the aesthetic of a dispensary.
I miss the old dispenser aesthetic where it's kind of like a pawn shop. It's like a tie-dye pawn shop. That was the best. I miss that.
That sucks.
Bring that back.
Wait, so what? Okay, so Nikki, you don't want the Apple store, you don't want the pawn shop. So what, like, if you had to get up and go to a place.
What? Oh, I'm upset. The dispensary, because I lived in Rhode Island and would have to allegedly go to Massachusetts to buy weed. There were multiple dispensaries that I went into. You give the ID to the man who doesn't want to be there. You give it to him and he's like, California, huh? And you're like, yeah.
You're like, yep.
And he's like, it's not as good. Which happened twice.
if it's all the same, how isn't it as good? How is that lying. The case?
No, he's lying. It's not as good because you're smoking it in fucking Massachusetts. That's why it's not as good.
Okay, but then I did go into two dispensaries where I gave the thing to the man, and then I walked in, and then immediately did a vibe check and was like, not today, and then I walked out.
Yeah.
Immediately. I did that twice. But both of the dispensaries that I went to, I found out that I could just order the stuff beforehand online and was literally only in there long enough to pay and leave.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be in there at all. I don't want to interact. I don't want to see other people who are there. I think it's like, I don't think drugs are a shared experience.
So, Nikki, I don't think you should go to see the Grateful Dead at the Sphere.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think that's going to be
the people in there,
it's just like,
it's just that.
They're just the just people the... you don't want to talk to at the dispensary.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
All in one place. Yeah.
I'm so good so I should go to the dispensary.
When they're all
at that time,
when they're all, no, because yeah, some of them exactly. Might be fish fans. Absolutely. No, you're right. No, you're right. You should go to the dispensary when that concert is taking place. Yeah.
Do you think that sales there will be a visible sales decline between the hours of, let me look at the show times.
There's too many weed smokers in LA who aren't hippies, who are not hippies, who it would not make a difference. It would make a difference in, like, I don't know, where do boomer hippies live now?
Palm Springs?
No.
No, they don't. I just said Palm Springs.
Yeah. I don't think it would make a difference where we live. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I think Well, maybe I am happy for you. Yeah, Nikki, you would have hated smoking weed before now. Because before now, you, like, before dispensaries, you had to get a dealer.
No fucking way.
No way.
I'll send a text. If I don't have to interact at all. And
you have to interact because you have to see them and give them the money and get the weed and say, hi, I'm a human being. You're a human being.
But that's what I do now when I get it delivered.
No, they come in and hang out.
Into my
house.
So that
they don't seem like a drug dealer. Yeah, or you. No way. You go to their house.
No fucking way. No fucking way.
And you watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force or Family Guy or funny videos with them until it's socially appropriate for you to leave. But then you get to smoke some free weed. But then you can't drive home.
So what's the fucking point?
Well, the point is that you bought weed.
How do you get home?
You walk?
Wow.
You wait until you're not high anymore?
Turn this shit off.
You don't, you're dead.
Turn this shit off. I'm mad. Turn this shit off.
LB, you said you redid the outro. I don't know where it is.
It's pinned.
It's pinned?
Welcome to If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, a comedy podcast.
Okay, I'll do explorers. It. If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes is produced by Jordan Mallory with music by Jordan Mallory and podcast art by Max Schwartz. You can support us and help us make this podcast on our Patreon at ifyouredriving.com. Your Patreon money has allowed us to live our dreams, like that time we went to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. And we have so many more goals for things we want to do, like digging holes or renting one of those bikes with 9 seats. Just $5 a month gets you access to all of our content. That includes a video version of every episode that comes out early every week. I'm realizing that I maybe wrote this and it's too long, as well as Jordo's producer notes with the JPEGs we described in any given episode, including all of the pipes Jordo has shared with us this week. Every month, you'll get a Patreon exclusive bonus episode. It came out on Monday. If you're listening the week it came out, it was a fun one. In a patrons only stream, which... Yeah, we'll be this week.
It was yesterday.
I guess yesterday if you're listening when it comes out for everybody. But if you're already a patron, it's tomorrow. That's a tough one.
It's tomorrow. That's how it
works. It's tomorrow.
Hey, everyone. It's tomorrow.
For $15 a month, it will be tomorrow. And you'll canonically be the actual real life Santa Claus. And we'll thank you on the show.
Incredible.
And for $1,000 a month, you can make us dig holes with you anywhere you find us. No one has taken us up on that, shockingly. So no, you can be the first.
You can be the first. If you get $1,000 in between now and Summer Games Fest,
you can come find us there and we'll dig a hole with you. We'll all be
there. That's a good
week to shoot your shot, for sure. We will dig.
Bring a shovel.
You got a month and a half to save $1,000.
Scrimp and save. You got it. You find us between June 4th and June 14th. You can find all of us in one place.
That's scary. Membership in our beautiful and wonderful Discord community is also available for all Patreon tiers. So we'd love to hang out with you in there and see you there. If you like what we do, we'd also appreciate it if you told your friends and loved ones. Word of mouth is the best way you can help us keep doing this thing. You can also leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Space for reading a new review. There is no new review, but this could be you. Leave a review and we'll read it, maybe. You can find us on Twitter.
Reviews are free. So if you feel like you can't donate to the Patreon, but you're like, oh, I want to help. Reviews are a great way to do that because they don't cost you any money, but still are good for the Apple Podcasts algorithm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So...
you can find us on Twitter and TikTok at If You're Driving, Instagram at If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, Blue Sky at ifyouredriving.com, and shoot us an email. Hey, say hey at podcast at ifyouredriving.com.
Perfect. You nailed it.
Okay. You're good. You can finally open your eyes. Nikki, do you want to take us out?
No, Jordo wants to take us out.
Or Jordo. Jordo, do you want to take us out?
Okay. Okay.
I know. The thing is, I know what this means.
I know what this is, but I'm still loving it.
I know what this means, too. I just remembered what it means.
It's great, though.
It says Anne Hathaway is a secret.
Yeah, are we going to read it?
It says Anne Hathaway is a secret gooner, and now her reinvention is complete. It's a picture of her with her hands showing her face, and she's smiling.
Gooning. She's gooning.
She's showing us her hands to show she's not gooning.
She's actually what she's doing. She's doing the motion from Mac and Me that the aliens make. So that's also what I goon to.